We played with a good level of passion tonight. I thought really the last, well, you know what, our guys played pretty darn hard, so I don't really, you know, keeping an even keel, but they played with great passion tonight.
How about the anthem on the Kemble?
Yeah, you know, on the floor, on the board, you know, just competed at a really high level. Thought he and Juwan have just been fantastic.
Over the last couple of games, Juwan Howard really has been extremely productive, and kind of what he has done in his whole career here in Houston. He needs to step up. He really has. He really has been good tonight.
Yeah, he really has. I think the thing that I go back again to, if you have professional players who love basketball and love to compete, you're going to get their best. And he gives us his best. Some nights, you know, just like any player, it's not great, but you always get his best. And really, it's all you can ask of anyone. You don't get it from everyone like that. He does a great job with that.
You talked before the game about Tracy and that regarding in terms of passion and joy. Did you see that?
Well, I you know, I don't try to judge it, you know, by game, but you know, I like when he's just balling, you know, playing, you know, just he's smart. He's got total freedom. He can do, you know. You know, I just want him to play, and when he does that, whether it goes in or not, tonight it went in, and he was going at the basket, and he was letting it fly, and I thought he looked great. So I hope he felt that joy. I hope he realizes just how valuable he is, and, you know, that being said, we need him to rebound more and, you know, obviously make free throws, so... and yet, while you're going over what you need to correct, he also needs to realize just how darn good he is and, you know, not get into as much self-evaluation about what he can't do, but just how good he does what he does and how valuable he is to our team.
Was it someone kind of agreed
from back to the trying, you know, we have to play different. You know, you're not going to get the post game. You know, although Juwan, we need to go into the post, and we have to him. But you know, so it's not that dominant low post game that we had. But you still need to get the ball in the paint, and so the more you can try to drive it and turn the corner and. I thought there were still some opportunities where we could have turned the corner more, got the ball deeper. We're trying to do that a little bit better.
You like to play a good defensive first quarter, a good defensive second, third. You continue to play, force them to take shots. I don't think they want to take them.
You know what? It really starts with our veterans. They know right now we're going to have some uneven offensive performances. And they know the way they're going to win is passion and playing in a certain manner. And again, we're going to have some rough spots. But again, if you appreciate professionalism and work, you like these guys because that's what they do. And you know, sometimes it's going to be. Not so pretty like Indiana, but they were working, and I'm appreciative of their effort.
As they played here over the last couple of days, you get a sense that they're starting to hate losing as much as you do?
I don't know if that's possible. No, I mean, I don't mean me. I mean, coach, it's not the same, you know. Nor should it be. It's just not the same. It's... is we're so repulsive to a coach. You know, it crushes your self-esteem. You know, shouldn't do that for a player, because you got to get back up the next day and be ready to compete again. But the game is very humbling for both coaches and players. Very humbling. You know.
Anything else?
I also had a Shane Bay defense tonight, and
you know what? Joe Johnson. Again, people look at his numbers and they like, yeah, he's good. No, that guy is great. You know, not good. That guy is great. And he is hard to guard. You know, he can shoot it deep. He can get in the paint. He can pass. He can hit a pull-up. And he scored some on Shane tonight. But here, the thing with Shane is he doesn't beat himself. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't give people things. So, a guy who scores on him has to earn everything. You know, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, he's just a great competitor. Just, you know, we're so fortunate to have a competitor like him.
Okay, thanks.